Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday Music Podcast. This is Volume Mish 26. Our episode is number 22. Drop date is Monday, August 31st, 2026. We are coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. Make sure you see Jim and his team for all your branded clothing and marketing materials needs. That's DetroitShirt.com. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. Guess who we have this week? It's the one and only Joe Tabber. What's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great to see you, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Look
forward to it.
Well, this has been fun, and we've appreciated all the conversation that we've had leading up to this point, because we found out we've got an awful lot in common. And one of those big things is kind of the areas that we grew up and where we are and what has influenced the music that you're producing. It's real. It's not the highbrow from the top of the 54th floor in the penthouse. Tell us a little bit about what's influenced where you are and what you're doing, and a little of the history of how you got into music.
Well, when it comes to influences from the music, it's just, the area that I grew up in is definitely, I grew up really listening to classic rock a lot, even though some of that was a little bit, I was born in the middle of it, so I was super young in that time frame. But, just everybody that when we had parties or bonfires or get-togethers or, my song Play Me a Memory just talks about sitting in your car. You ever have that where you're hanging out with a friend, you guys went to a party at night, and then they go drop you off at home, and then there's something great in the radio. Next thing you know, it's 6 a.m. and the sun's coming up. Yeah. And that's what Play Me a Memory is all about. And I actually, in that video, I go all the way back to the high school days and all that. And that's kind of really encompasses everything my influence is, in that video, I go buy a record by Bob Seger, and I grab a Tom Petty record and whatever it may be. But, those songs and the friends that I grew up in during that time were all like hardcore music freaks, I would call us.
Yeah.
We're so deep into it. And I think that's a little bit of that blue collar vibe as well, is, you resonate with a lot of these songwriters and what these people are saying. And I definitely think with my music, I try to do that. If it doesn't make me feel something, if it doesn't take me back a little bit, if it doesn't, make me kind of be excited about a certain line of a lyric, I just don't do it. So that's it. But the thing is too about the music is, we talked about the song Ride With Me, that's more of an upbeat fun song, and I have other songs that are more intimate. So that's the yin and yang of life, right? So try to use all of that.
Well, and for those that are outside of the state of Michigan, the area that Joe is referring to is kind of the Downriver Detroit area. And it's interesting because the area that Quarter Peep and I are in is very similar in that this is the blue collar. This is what I consider the real people. And that's reflected in your music. There's no question about that. There are a lot of really deep feels in what you're writing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot. I mean, that's the goal. I want somebody to feel something. If you don't feel anything, why even put it out, right?
No question. And folks, you're going to hear this in the three songs that we have from Joe tonight. And they're all really very different. But Joe has such a unique and powerful voice. And you can really feel this. There's emotion in everything you sing. And I think that's to your credit.
Thank you so much. It's just one of those things where, I don't know, I've always been, whether it's movies or music, I've always been touched by the arts. And, it's just funny because years ago, I didn't forget telling somebody is, I tried singing and playing guitar back in high school, and I did it, but man, I could not sing at all. I didn't know. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it. And I started taking lessons, and I didn't take a ton of lessons. I took a couple lessons, but then I did a lot of the 20 minutes in your car doing the la la la's and all the different ridiculous stuff you got to do when you pull up to a red light and someone sees you doing it. It's literally the most humiliating thing you'll ever do in your entire life.
I did that
all the time. And after time you got better. It's like, what do you guess? People say you got to practice. So some people are just born with it. And some people, I think I'm born with more of the songwriting part of it. And when it comes to the voice, it was more of, man, I really had to, I had to work at it for sure.
When was that time that you realized, hey, I can actually do this?
I remember specifically. So I was going through, I had an acoustic guitar that was really junky. It was nothing nice. I'm kind of as you get older, you turn to more of a musical instrument snob, I guess.
Yeah.
It's got to sound just right. So I had an acoustic guitar that just didn't sound great, but it was one of the more, modern ones of the day. And, I was going through a divorce and I decided to buy a new guitar, and I bought a guitar that I absolutely loved. And when I started writing on it, I started literally writing, it felt like 30 to 40 songs out of nowhere came out of me. And I didn't even know I could write a song. So it was just one of those things where I didn't know. And then one of my really good friends, I'll never forget, like the first song that I wrote, he like turned to me. He's like, it's really good. And I said, what? Yeah, right. Whatever, man.
Yeah.
I didn't believe him. And it's just so funny how a little bit of that from somebody you respect and that you've been listening to from music your whole life can really change things. And that'll get into the charity stuff. We talk about that later a little bit. It's just like, that's kind of things I want to help do for other kids, because to be honest, just someone that respects you, that says something so small like that, that really helps. It really does. Because then you explore it a little bit more, you get a little bit more confidence in it, and then you try other things. So it was a very challenging time in my life, but then also a little bit of a rebirth as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, folks, the first one that we've got queued up here, Joe referred to, Ride With Me. And I'll tell you, the first time I heard this song, it's wow. And that voice. So all those stoplights and everything you did there, just amazing. But again, this is powerful. And I hope y'all folks are going to agree with this and really kind of jump on this because this is just a phenomenal song. So this is Joe Jabbers, Ride With Me.
Gotta get away and wait another day. The grind is gonna beat me down. You could be the one that's right under the sun. Our destiny is now. Where this road takes us, I can't wait to see. How now, baby, put your troubles away. Won't you ride with me? Don't knock it till you try it. Jump right up inside it. Let's see what this could be. Windows roll down, the highway is a sound. What else do we need? Yeah. Where this road takes us, I can't wait to see. Oh, no, baby, put your troubles away. Won't you ride with me? Cause I want the open road, cause I want today. Yeah, I want to live my life without all these chains. We don't want no chains now. Cotton candy sky, the eagles flying by, a taste of luxury. The radio on homes. Let's sing in harmony. Where this road takes us, I can't wait to see. How no, baby, put your troubles away. Baby, put your troubles away. Baby, put your troubles away. Won't you ride with me?
Yes, sir.
Woo-hoo!
Joe Jabber, Ride With Me. Great, great tune. Just love it. Yeah, just
appreciate
love it. Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side and talk about something that Joe alluded to there, a little bit of that charity work, as well as kind of what's been influencing his music. We'll be right back.
The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday Music Podcast. We are with Joe Jabber. We're talking about his music, some of the things that have influenced what he's doing. And I know some of that, Joe, we've read an awful lot about the charity work that you have done. And you alluded to that a little bit in that first segment there. There are some things that are still going on right now that you're involved with.
Yeah, we're doing something we're trying to get some things going for the song called Paper Doll, which is a song that is actually going to be working towards for, we talked a little bit about the fact that it's going to be for stronger women, women that sometimes aren't appreciated. So we're working with some organizations on that as well. We have a video release party September 18th at the Cajou Cafe. And it's really going to be focusing on women that, I kind of wrote the song thinking about my mom and my sister and some of my friends that are females that they're just that, I guess that mama bear, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I just started playing it acoustic at different festivals and things, and people would come up to me and say, that song's about me, you know? So it was just one of those things where I just like, you know, we got to do something more with this. So we wrote out to a bunch of different organizations, and we did the video at Centerpiece, which is a beautiful location in Farmington. And they also have one in Troy as well. It's kind of it's more of a wellness center, but it's a little bit focused on women more, but there's a lot of men events there as well. There's like a men's group that comes there as well. Detroit, it's called Glamour Moms, was actually a part of it as well. They were in it. So there's a lot of different things that we're looking at and even trying to get more people involved with it, because it's just a good message for right now. Anything you can talk about that's positive, I think, in this world that we're going on right now. Yeah. You know, there's not, and I honestly don't, I was saying to somebody not too long ago, I don't really hear a lot of songs about strong women and, you know, the dedication to women. I mean, I always think of Natural Woman, that song, that old one from the 70s, yeah, right?
You bet.
Yeah, the great song, obviously. Can't compete with that. But, yeah. You know, it was just one of those things that just came together, and it thought like it was a good idea, and it feels like it's resonating with people. So, that's the big thing we kind of have going on right now. And then other things that we've talked about in the past, you know, I did some events for Victory Gym, which is for veterans. So did some events for them, did some events for a lot for UFAM, where we went around to, it was like 4 days. I'll never forget. We went all over, we did like almost a tour throughout the state where we went to prisons, rehab centers, churches, just everything we could find to kind of help uplift people with music. And there was also a comedian that was with us as well. And then also Randy Grimes, he played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that was cool. So it was like, I was the music, then there was a comedian, and there was also an ex-football player. So UFAM through Scott Macy's definitely a great program to do as well. And just a lot of things like that, because as you talked about, like the music, you know, I know, you know, I only sent three of my songs to you guys if you asked for, but man, there's a lot of stuff where if you want a party, I got that. If you want something that's more like intense about, you know, some things that people have kind of went through in their lives, I have a Rolodex of that as well, because there's a lot of stories to tell.
Yo, and, no question.
You know, I'm no spring chicken, so I've lived a full life. And plus, I know a lot of people that I, you know, so a lot of stories to tell, and I enjoy telling them.
Well, do you feel too that, you had such a great line that one person of influence can kind of change your path.
Yeah.
And it really happened. Hey, I like that song. That's good stuff that you're doing. And now here, look what you're doing. Do you feel that the programs like you were talking about going around at the tour there, you feel you have that same sort of effect on some of the folks that you've been associated with?
I mean, I hope so. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, there's people come up to you afterwards. I mean, it was a very taxing, great, but taxing, you know, 3 or 4 days. I mean, I went to women's prison and I've never been in a women's prison before and didn't know how that was going to be. Like, how was that going to be? And they were crying and handing each other tissues and there for like hugging each other. It was like, I was not expecting that at all. I mean, I never saw Orange is the New Black, that TV show, but I heard it was pretty hardcore. And I had to, you know, you're walking into it and I don't know. We went to men's prisons as well. It was just, it was wild in so many ways. And I'm looking to definitely in my second life here, I've talked to some people about possibly being like a keynote speaker on some of these things and mixing the music with the overall message of this, where I grew up and all the stories and all the different ways I could see people that need to hear, they need to hear things. Like, you know, as I talked about, my friend said that to me, what if you inspire some kid to start playing guitar and it changes their lives forever? Those things change people's lives forever. I have somebody very close that's much younger that, you know, the poor kid just never spoke much, was really quiet and to himself. And, you know, it was kind of, we're always worried about him. Next thing you know, he starts listening to classic rock and really getting into it. And all he is talking to you now. It's like completely night and day changed him. And that's the power of music, man.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah.
Music. That's going to be my thing. Go ahead.
Well,
what were you gonna say?
As you put these together, please keep us in mind because we would love to do everything we can to help you spread the word about all this. I think it's noble and it's needed. It is needed.
And music is a universal language. It does not matter what you've been through, where you've been, where you grew up in, what street you lived on. All it takes is the beat and even a word or a sentence that changes everything. And that's what you're doing. You're going to the prisons or you're inspiring these kids or inspiring women that can go and inspire another person and then another person. So it's like this positive change, but it started with you. It started with again, that one word.
I appreciate it. I mean, that's the goal. That's definitely the goal. It's that, you know, a little bit like when you're talking about, I'm thinking about like pay it forward, you know, that old thing is I was influenced by music so much as a kid and it was there for me when I needed it and it's still there for me now. And I just want, you know, I every once in a blue moon, you run into somebody that you talk to them like, what's your favorite kind of music? Or what are you listening to? And they don't listen to music at all. I'm like, really? You know, like nothing, you know, or it's just why I feel bad for them. I'm like, come on, like,
you're missing it.
Let me make you a playlist or something. Yeah. Like, you know, like we gotta, cause it's just one of those things. It can really change people. It really can. And, I'd love to be a part of that any way I can.
Oh, that's so cool.
Well, Joe, I think we're going to call an audible here. Because originally we said we were going to close the show with Paper Doll, but you spoke about that and you were talking a little bit about what this is going to do. And while it's fresh in the mind, if you're okay with this, I'd like to play Paper Doll.
Absolutely.
All right. This is Joe Jabber's song. And folks, think about what he was saying and where this message goes and what the intention is here. And I think you're really going to get a lot out of this. Paper Doll.
She don't need a man she earns. She still writes those songs that she has to burn. Always pushing through the grind. Stronger than a diamond, so much beauty inside. She cuts through it all. She'll never be a paper doll. See those lights, they hold her hands. Fights those demons that are man, so heaven holds her place in line. Got a tattoo of Jesus right there on the thigh. Her faith stands tall, she'll never be a paper doll. She'll never be it. Glass eyes. There's no use in crying. She'll be right there by your side. 20 years of lessons learned. She gave you her whole life. Now it's her turn. Bolder than a glass of wine. Walking barefoot through the sand of time. She'll rise above it all. Never will she fall. She'll never be a paper doll. Never be it. She'll never be it. She'll never be. No, she'll never be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Strong, strong song. Paper Doll from Joe Jabber.
Thank you.
Great, great tune. Absolutely love that. Remind us again about that September 18 program.
September 18th at the Cashew Cafe. We're going to be having, actually, we just got, I can't say yet because he literally called me while we're on this podcast, but we got a pretty awesome band that's going to be playing with us, and maybe also one of the females that was in the video. So it's going to end up being pretty big at the Cashew Cafe September 18th, and it's going to be, I think it starts around 7 o'clock, and it's going to be just a great time. We're going to show the video there. So it's going to be the video release for Paper Doll, which we did at Centerpiece. And then we're going to play some, a lot of music. So
fantastic.
It's going to be a really good time.
Fantastic.
And those that are probably listening on the other side of the state, what city is that in?
Cashew Cafe is in Detroit. Yep.
Okay.
It's a little bit more on the east side. Yeah. Right. Come on out. Get a hotel if you got it, you know.
Unfortunately, we're going to be in a hotel in Nashville on the 18th of September.
Oh, wow,
I was looking while we were playing that. I was thinking about that. Geez, we've got to go. And then, oh, wait a minute. That's our week in Nashville.
Oh, it's okay. So,
but we wish you all the luck. We hope that goes really well.
Absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely.
Joe, we got a lot of folks that are going to be listening tonight that say, hey, I got to hear a lot more. And we want to hear that Rolodex of songs that you've got. So where do folks find you?
Just on all the normal Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, all that good stuff. There's a definitely a lot of different material out there. If you're looking for, you know, I it was so hard when you said send me 3 songs. I sent you all. I sent you my newest songs because there's so many different. I mean, there's a song called "Let Me Go." It's a rocker. We got a video for a blues rock song. So I did an entire album that's all like harder blues rock, which was really fun. But it's there's all if you like music. I'm not doing. I don't do any reggae or Celtic. But besides that, there's a lot of different styles.
Everything's there.
Yeah, everything's right. There.
That's that same Taylor influence right there. Everything's in Taylor too.
Yeah, put it all in the gumbo.
That sounds like a t-shirt right there. Everything.
That is, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Thank you.
So kind of showing a little bit of Joe's range, this last one that we've got queued up, again, great feels with this song. I found home when I found you. When I saw the title, that raises some emotion as well. But talk to us a little bit about the backstory with this one.
Oh, man, I have two songs. I have another one coming out that's kind of on that same little bit of a vibe of just being vulnerable and real, you know, like, hey, you're the one. And enough of the, you know, everybody's been in relationships in their life where it's just this little bit of a push and pull, like you're together, you're not together, usually, especially when you're younger. And, you know, it's that vulnerability of just saying, let's stop the bull crap.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
just, you know, yeah. let's just, you know, I found home and I found you. And it's, there's another one that's coming out. It's called I'd Rather Be With You. So it's kind of that they both have a little bit of that same vibe and they sound completely different. The other one's more of a folky song, but it's just, yeah, it just kind of had, it just, I just like the sway to it. And I really enjoyed singing that. I really enjoy singing that one and just, it just feels good. And, you know, the people that I had playing on it, which is my band, are just, they're fantastic. So, yeah, good. I'm just happy with it all around. We did a music video for this one as well.
Folks, you're going to love this. And I think this is going to become the new song for couples because it's this is really special.
So sweet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I found home when I found you. This is from Joe Jabber.
Those other girls just won't do. Grass ain't greener, my sky's still blue. I searched for answers and I found my true who. 'Cause I found who when I found you. Life will rock and it will roll. Thought I had it, but had nothing at all. Till the end, it's you I choose. 'Cause I found hope when I found you. There ain't no denying. When two hearts, they collided. Mama said when it's right, it's right. Other girls just won't do. Grass ain't greener, my sky's still blue. I searched for answers and I found my true who. 'Cause I found who when I found you. Said I found who when I found you. When I found you, when I found, only you. Only you.
Yeah.
That's the sweetest song ever.
Thank you.
Well, and I love the line, Mama's always right.
she's always right.
I found home when I found you from Joe Jabber. Joe, thank you for sharing that.
You're very well. Thank you for playing it.
You bet. Hey, this has been a lot of fun, buddy. Thank you so much for sharing everything you have tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. You guys got some new friends here, so I appreciate it. And yeah, but we could stay in touch and see
absolutely.
What happens on this musical journey.
We're looking forward to seeing you live some one of these days very, very soon. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Oh, yes. Next week, we have War on the Horizon. So we're going really rock next week.
Yes, that's going to be an experience, folks. You're going to enjoy it. That is a wrap on tonight's show. Joe Jabber, thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Hope to see you soon.
Absolutely. folks, if you know more artists like Joe that you would like us to be talking to, please drop us a line. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is where you can find us. You want to know where we're going to be and what kind of trouble we're going to be stirring up, VehicleCitySound.com is the website. That's got all the shows that we've done and also our schedule, where we're at. We appreciate the support that you've given to Joe and artists like him, and we appreciate all the support that you've given to us. We thank you very much. And hey, everybody, do good things.